Sunday, September 18th, 2016. And I'm going to get political here. I'm going to talk about the presidential election. I'm not going to let anyone know who I want to win or who I'm supposed to vote for, but quite frankly, I'm disturbed with the whole circus right now. Kind of disturbs me, and I don't understand why we have a person who's 68 years old and a person who's 70 years old running for president and supreme leader of our country. Because it seems to me I'm not discriminating against people of age, but they're old. It seems to me like that's the time in your life you're going off to see the things that you've never seen before and do a few things that you've never done before, amongst which shouldn't be running the most powerful country in the world. That's all I gotta say. This is a Bob Dylan song. It's called Ballad of a Thin Man, and I changed some of the words. You walk into the room with a pencil in your hand. You see somebody naked and you say, "Who is that man?" You try so hard, but you don't understand just what you will say when you get home. 'Cause something is happening here and you don't know what it is, do you, Mr. and Mrs. Jones? You raise up your head and you ask, "Is this where it is?" Then somebody points to you and says, "It is." And you say, "What's mine?" And somebody else says, "Well, what is?" And you say, "Oh my God, am I here all alone?" 'Cause something is happening here and you don't know what it is, do you, Mr. and Mrs. Jones? You hand in your ticket and you go watch the geek who immediately walks up to you after he hears you speak and he asks you, "How does it feel to be such a freak?" And you say, "Impossible," as he hands you a bone. 'Cause something is happening here and neither of you know what it is, do you, Mr. and Mrs. Jones? Contacts out among them lumberjacks to get you facts when someone attacks your imagination. But nobody has any respect anyway. You already expect them to just give their checks to your tax-deductible charity organization. You've all been with the professors and they've all liked your looks. And with great lawyers you have discussed lepers and crooks. And you've been through all of F. Scott Fitzgerald's books. And you're very well read, it's well known. 'Cause something is happening here and you don't know what it is, do you, Mr. and Mrs. Jones? The sword swallower, he walks up to you and then he kneels and he crosses himself and then he clicks his high heels and without further notice he asks you how it feels and he says, "Here is your throat back, thanks for the loan." 'Cause something is happening here and you don't know what it is, do you, Mr. and Mrs. Jones? Now you see this one-eyed midget and he keeps shouting the word "now," and you say, "For what reason?" And he says, "How?" And you say, "What does that mean?" And he screams back, "You're a cow, well give me some milk or else go home." 'Cause something is happening here and you don't know what it is, do you, Mr. Jones? You walk into the room like a camel and then you frown. You put your eyes in your pocket and you put your nose on the ground. Well, there ought to be a law against either of you coming around. You should be made to live in old folks' homes, 'cause something is happening here and neither of you know just what it is. Do you, Mr. and Mrs. Jones? Yes, something is happening here, and neither of you know what it is, do you, Mr. and Mrs. Jones? Something is happening here and you don't know what it is. Mr. and Mrs. Jones. Regardless, get out there and vote on Election Day. There's a lot of countries out there in the world where you don't get to vote. So vote. If you can't vote for the one you love...